Here he comes, your friend Charlie Greer, 5 o'clock in the morning on 77 in New York.
Swing, Charlie, swing!
Okay, let's go at 77 Radio. Well, not too loud now. We'll calm down just for you. Okay. Tell her no.
She should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm,
WABC Chime Time is 3 minutes past 5 on the Charlie Greer Show. 32 WABC degrees, and the skies are partly cloudy in New York City.
Go, go! 77 WABC.
You yell in my ear like that again, and I will.
There you go, Clyde.
Go, go with the hits from the All-Americans on WABC. Rattle and roll. Think yourself up out of bed there, stand on your feet.
Shake.
Twist and shout as you're fixing the breakfast button.
Shake.
Oh, swing that skillet.
Listen while I talk to you. I tell you what we're gonna do. Got a new thing that's going around. And I'll tell you what they're putting down. Just move your body all around. And just shake. All I like to do is shake. Make me.
Music authority in America, WABC, 32 WABC degrees and 6 minutes past 5. Partly cloudy skies at Radio 77. Charlie Greer on the move.
Happiness is
Charlie Greer.
77 WABC.
My, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, my. Well, friends, I guess the word is out, huh? A big office party from midnight to 6 here at WABC Radio.
Oh, how can I ever thank you?
Well, listen, honey, be quiet. That's the best thing you can do for me. You know, stay in the background when we're on the air, honey. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, that's terrible. We walk right up to the mic and give away the whole story. Oh, my. You know, I go for weeks and never go in and ask him for a paycheck. Yeah, it's a fact. It's just too much fun here. Say, if you ever wanted to know more about the fine arts, here's an important message from the West Side YMCA. Registration is now open for evening classes in acting, dance, choreography, radio and television production. Hey, John, why don't you go take that course, huh? Would you mind, huh?
There you go, Clyde.
I'd be glad to help you out, though. No kidding. I mean, actually, we've got another engineer, too, that works the show, you know, Sam Milano. There's a guy, you know, I wouldn't mind helping him out.
If he came in right now and said he could fly, you'd help him out the window.
That's right, that's right. Well, anyway, they have other things for you, too. The Playwrights Workshop, the filmmaking course, and, well, more than 10 other art courses, too. How many more than 10 other? I don't know, but more than 10 other art courses. For complete information, call the program office of the Westside YMCA at SU74400. Now, do that in the daytime, of course, you know, after the lights go on and things like that in the office. Anyone may register for these two-hour classes, which meet twice a week for 10 weeks, and the courses are conducted by professional people currently working in their own particular area of the arts. Additional guest speakers are featured in most classes throughout the term. The classes begin the first week in February, so you better call today. Get detailed information. Telephone Susquehanna 74400 and ask for the program office. That's SU74400.
Hello again, everyone. How it comes
Oh, get him out of here. That's right. Shake him right out of here. Immediately, please. And don't bring him back in again.
Let's lock the door.
At 77 in New York, now the time is 11 minutes past 5 on your Charlie Greer Show, 32 WABC degrees. And the weatherman says mostly cloudy and mild today, a slight chance of a brief shower this afternoon or early evening. A high in the mid-40s, clearing during tonight, an overnight low in the lower 30s. Wednesday fair with little temperature change and a high in the lower 40s. That's a much better forecast than what we had earlier. This is the revised edition. This is the latest guess, in other words. 32 and partly cloudy. If you don't on your own, tell your neighbors to tune in 77 Radio, WABC. Any morning, you know, like if you get up at 4, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, you don't have a radio, call up a neighbor and have them tune in and just hold it by the telephone. Why don't you do that?
Oh, wouldn't that stretch your neck?
Yeah, that would. They would, anyway.
This week, WABC proudly presents these super hit sounds. Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
The Righteous Brothers. The Four Seasons. Reveretta and the Tell Runs. Shirley Ellis.
Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Mo Merrily, Shirley.
Plus dozens of other top stars in continuing entertainment presented by the All-Americans. More minutes of the music you want to hear is heard on
77 WABC.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Big Dan.
I wish that we...
young to know, I know.
So we'll never, 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 never say goodbye.
Oh, this is too bad.
I'm glad we're going steady. But I wish the time would fly. I know we'd be so happy.
Saying it to you, honey. He says he wishes that you and he were married.
Who is he?
Well, that's your boyfriend, don't you remember? That's Ronnie. Ronnie the Highlights. And I wish that we were married. He's very young. He recorded that thing, I think, when he was about 14 years old. And that was a couple of years ago. He may know better by now. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't dig this coming home to some nagging chick after a hard day at the unemployment line.
You got the right sound, boy. You got the right voice for it, too. And that's wonderful philosophy. Two most beautiful words in the English language are stay single.
Follow the weather today with 77 WABC.
I wish that we were married. Oh, and then crying like that. People used to ask us if that is a girl on that record. No, that's a needle on that record, friends. That's the only way we can play them. It's going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. Slight chance of a brief shower this afternoon or early evening and a high in the mid-40s. Clearing during tonight, an overnight low in the lower 30s. Wednesday fair with little temperature change and a high in the lower 40s. 32 and partly cloudy right now. Hey, I've got to tell you something kind of funny, though, you know. This boy does have a very high voice, and he is a very young fellow. He was when he recorded the song a couple of years, so about 3 years ago, I think. I happened to hear another radio station one time, and I heard a fellow play the song, We'll Sing in the Sunshine, and it was by Bobby Martin after it was over with, why he says, that was We'll Sing in the Sunshine by Bobby Martin. He said the original was by a young lady by the name of Garnet Mims. And if Garnett Mims, who is a terrific boxer, used to be a professional fighter, overheard that, you know, there would be a little trouble, you know. He actually met Gail Garnett, but, you know, well, that's the way.
I'm Sherlock Holmes.
Boy, you sure are.
And this is my assistant, Dr. Whitless.
Win tickets to the February 13th opening night of the Sherlock Holmes musical, Baker Street. You'll go by limousine to dinner at Sardi's with WABC theater critic Alan Jeffries, then to the show, then to the producer's party to await the reviews. Now here's Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson to tell you how to win.
Yes, I say, Holmes, how in the world are you going to give one person the tickets to Baker Street without getting everyone else terribly upset?
Elementary, my dear Watson. Let one of them send me a note and tell me how I can get the tickets to them without anyone else knowing about it. The most ingenious scheme wins. My address is Baker Street, WABC, New York, 23. I must have your note by February 8th. My decision will be final.
Holmes, what did you say your address was?
I said my address was Baker Street, WABC, New York, 23.
Indeed, indeed. I say, Holmes, how do you think Jeffries will review the show?
Oh, they've stopped letting him into Broadway theaters. Oh. His snoring disturbs the other critics.
Hey, boy, ain't she going to give the weather forecast?
Sure, sure, just a minute.
Knock it off there, Jeffries, for crying out loud. Mostly cloudy and mild, a slight chance of a brief shower this afternoon or early evening, and a high in the mid-40s, clearing during tonight, an overnight low in the lower 30s, and Wednesday fair with a little temperature change and a high in the lower 40s, 32 and partly cloudy in New York right now.
If you want me, it's all right. It's all right.
Another guy falling asleep in the middle of the song.
It's all right.
Very shaky, my guest, John. Wake him up.
I've always been a little afraid of him.
You've got a lot to be afraid of. Look at this. It's all right, okay. That's Adam Faith here on your Charlie Greer Show, 21 minutes past 5 WABC. Time. Partly cloudy, 32 WABC degrees. The go-go sound of radio, WABC in New York City.
You're listening to the go-go sound of All-American Radio, WABC, with music, fun, and entertainment. This is the pace of a modern America, a working America, a fun-loving America. And the combination is complete. You, the music, and WABC.
Go, go, go,
go.
This is Alex Stern of the Naval Air Reserve with this word for high school juniors 17 years of age. Find out about the new 85-day program. Start fulfilling your military obligation while you stay in school. Your folks might want to know more about our 85-day program, too. For full information, contact the Naval Air Reserve Training Unit at Lakehurst or write Naval Air, WABC, New York 23, New York.
Thank you, my boy. I'll tell you, you frighten me every time you do that, though. Come flying through the studio. I just completely go to pieces. Oh, my. If it isn't Peter and Gordon falling apart once again, I'd go to pieces.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die.
I go to pieces and I cry, completely fall apart. Thank you very much, Peter and Gordon. We're going to pause right now, dear friends, for the news and the fruit and market report. And over here to my right is the gentleman who will be bringing you the fruit and nut report and the news, Mr. Jimmy Wallington. And we're being very careful this morning not to offend him because he is going to be leaving us shortly. We have an offer. Actually, we shouldn't do this, but we trade around, you know. And he's going out of his field slightly. A fellow by the name of North would like to have him in his show.
Don't say that word in this house.
Yes?
Don't say that. I don't care what John Ringling North offers him. He'll never leave me.
All right.
Now you go give him a banana and say you're sorry.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Wallington.
This is WABC AM and FM in New York. The Dominican Sisters of Paulding Avenue in the Bronx are having a drive to collect trading stamps and coupons for their building fund. Send all your spare trading stamps or premium coupons to the Dominican Sisters, Paulding Avenue. That's P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G, Paulding Avenue in the Bronx.
You don't have to spell for us. We know how to spell it and pronounce it, too, but that's all right.
W-A-B-C, Action Central News.
525 News, first, fast, 5 minutes sooner. Jimmy Wallington for the WABC Farm Consumer News Program. First, a look at the top WABC news headlines. An all-night talkathon is being conducted in Albany by the Democratic legislative majority opposed to Mayor Wagner. It's an effort to break that leadership deadlock, which is now on its 20th day. New Buddhist anti-government demonstrations have broken out in the suburbs of Saigon. South Korea's National Assembly has approved government plans to send 2,000 non-combat troops to South Vietnam. The body of Sir Winston Churchill will be taken from his home today to Westminster Hall, where it will lie in state until the funeral on Saturday. President Johnson is described as almost fully recovered from his bad cold, but a decision has not yet been made on whether he will attend the funeral of Sir Winston Churchill. A winter storm that spreads snow, rain, and high winds over the southwest is reported heading toward icebound northern Illinois. Dr. Martin Luther King says the Negro voter registration drive will continue today in Selma, Alabama. Now, as you know, the apple is as old as recorded history, not to mention the prominent part it plays in the biblical story of Adam and Eve. Well, right now, we're going to hear some more up-to-date facts on what is, for many, a favorite fruit. In this report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's market expert, Russ Mead.
An apple a day keeps a doctor away. There have been several people call our attention to an article that was in one of the local newspapers' weekly supplement about an apple a day keeps a doctor away. This article goes ahead and tells us that maybe one of the soundest pieces of folk advice ever tendered. The list of health benefits attributed to the apple is almost endless, and they keep finding new ones. One research group is exploring the use of the apple substance to prevent hardening of the arteries. Another has found that apple eating is an important means of preventing tooth decay. And a third has made a study of the effect of apple eating on the overall health. You know, the apple boasts a lot of vitamins and minerals and proteins, fats and carbohydrates. And all these add up to health of the body. Its vitamin A and C aid in growth and help to ward off colds. Its sugar provide a source of energy. Its acids stimulate the saliva flow, and its crunchy pulp acts as a natural toothbrush. The dermatologist recommend it to teenagers with skin problems. Well, and the dieters like it because it has low calorie content with a high bulk. Its storage life has now been prolonged by the use of controlled atmosphere type of storage. In fact, it's been estimated that about 30% of all the apples are now in this type of storage. At the present time, we are finding regular and cold controlled atmosphere storage apples are being offered on our local market. All are in excellent condition and real good quality. A wide variety is also available, so everybody's taste can be satisfied. The Macintosh, the Red Delicious, and the Golden Delicious, and the Romes for cooking are the most popular, but there are other varieties. So enjoy them in the months ahead. The supplies are plentiful and the prices are reasonable. This is Russ Mead, your U.S. Department of Agriculture fruit and vegetable market reporter.
Well, thank you, Russ. Our WABC weather watch now, mostly cloudy and mild today. Slight chance for a brief shower this afternoon or early evening. Highest in the mid-40s, clearing during tonight. Lowest in the lower 30s. The temperature right now in Midtown Manhattan, 32 degrees, and it is partly cloudy. If you see news being made, call LT17722. That's LT17722. It pays. Next news just 25 minutes from now on WABC AM and FM, New York.